But let's stop and think about where we are. This huge brain power advantage that we have in the United States of America has given us a situation in which we produce about 30% of the gross national product in the world, in this country, for about 5% of the people. About 30% of all the dollars volume in the world this year is being produced in this country, a country that only includes 5% of the people. Now, how does that happen? Well, the United States has a number of advantages. Its location, its resources, the great diversity we have here, the fact we've turned all that diversity into one country. But when we look at all of our advantages, well, and I should quickly put the great entrepreneurial engine that we have here. The fact that if you want to come to a big country and start from scratch and create a company, and I've had the privilege to help do that in the private sector, this is the place to do it. But when you look at our major advantage, Mr. President, it is our brain power. No other country has had the broad system of education that we have had. No other country has the large number of great research universities that the United States of America has. No other country has the great national laboratories that we have. And as a result, over the last century, especially since World War II, no other country has come close to turning its brain power advantage into jobs, into dollars, into a high standard of living for a large number of people, and the rest of the world sees that. But, Mr. President, we are at risk of losing our brain power advantage. And if we lose our brain power advantage, we lose our advantage in our standard of living. In other words, in plain English, we don't have as much money in our pockets. We don't have as many good jobs. And our families don't have the kind of prosperity that many of us have come to take for granted.